Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Crockett, and I'm live here at the FM Kirby Center for Guitars and Stars Kentmore. Ronnie Atkins, Claire Dunn, and I'm joined with Morgan Evans. How's it going?
Hey, it's better than ever, man. We just arrived, and it's a beautiful theater. I can't wait.
I got to be honest. You're the first person I've ever met with an Australian accent.
Are you serious?
First one ever.
Wow. I feel like this sense of responsibility now.
I know. The whole Australian, the weight's on your shoulder right now.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. Well, nice to meet you.
It's blowing my, I've never met anybody from Australia. Okay. This is really neat to hear the accent for the first time.
Oh, cool.
I thought I was going to be prepared, and I'm not.
All right.
Okay, so let's get into the meat and potatoes here.
Okay, yeah.
You've just celebrated your first wedding anniversary. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man.
Now, did you guys do anything? Like, so have you heard, like, you do paper the first year and, like, diamonds or something?
I did.
Did you do that?
It was more like written. It was a written
present. That's
if
nice.
That makes sense.
So,
yeah.
Now you're getting ready to come up on your first Christmas as a married couple. Of course, You're married to Kelsey Ballerini, for those that don't know.
Yep.
So whose house do you go to?
Well, we were married last Christmas, too, because we got married December 2nd.
There we go.
And we've done Christmas here the last few years.
Okay.
And so this year we're going to Australia.
Really going there.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of pushback from any side of the family? Well, obviously not your side.
No. I mean, obviously, yeah, my family are stoked. Yeah. And Kelsey's mom's coming down with us.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it'll be her first summer Christmas. And
now, is there a difference in Christmas here as to, say, Australia?
Yeah, like just, it's a different time of year, I grew up having Christmas and, in board shorts and flip-flops.
Are you looking forward to getting back into board shorts and flip-flops?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm telling you.
This cold weather, man, my Australian blood doesn't know what to do with it.
Now, I always hear rumors of big spiders in Australia.
Right.
Can you confirm these big spiders?
Look, there are spiders. It is definitely blown out of proportion over here. I feel like that's a lot of my American friends ask me about that. Yeah. But you can ask Kip more about that. He's just over there, and he's been down a bunch of times, and it's always worth the flight. It's a long way, but it's always worth the flight.
So people may not know this about you. You started in a high school band. That's kind of how it all started.
Now,
the band was called Extortion, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then it moved.
13 years old, man. We thought we were pretty rock and roll.
Now, what kind of music? It's rock and roll. Who would it be near?
That was a period in my life where I got my first guitar when I was 13.
Okay.
So I was just like learning songs, like whatever. Right. And I think the first song we ever played together was Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Yeah.
But then between 13 and 16, that's like the first time I started discovering music that wasn't my parents,
Sure.
So I got right into surfer punk and my next door neighbor had a metal band. So we into metal for a little bit. My brother was in the band and he was into rap for a little bit.
Wow.
And then, that was just the experimental time. And
so from Extortion, you go into you change the name to Solver.
Yeah.
And then
you've done your research, man. So, good on you.
So now after Solver, is the band still around? Is there's pieces of it floating around?
The band was
still in the band.
Yeah, the band was
kidding.
My brother, who I've known all of his life, obviously, and my best friend from kindergarten. And so we sort of got to discover music together,
And the band still gets together?
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking about that now because we're going home for Christmas. Wouldn't it be cool?
That was my next question. Are you guys going to go to the local dive bar as Solver or even Extortion? Bring it back on a comeback tour?
I don't know about that.
Get some t-shirts printed.
But those guys, when I was about 16, I saw Keith Urban play for the first time. And that was the first time I saw all the old rock and roll that I grew up on and all the old country music I grew up on put together. And that was the light bulb moment for me. And I was like, oh, that's what I need to do. Where did he do that? Oh, he's doing that in Nashville. I need to go there.
Yes.
And when I started on that path, that was
there was no stopping you.
The same band came with me, though.
Oh,
so
no
it was
kidding.
Still the same band. So
Solver came with you.
Yeah, we played together for a long time, and they're my best mates still. So, I love to get together and play music with them whenever I can.
So what are we going to hear tonight from you?
I think we get four songs tonight.
Four
songs.
So, you don't have to give us the whole set list, but what can we expect?
Well, I mean, we have a couple of songs that have gone to radio now. One, which you guys played a lot.
Day
Thank
Drunk.
You very much.
And we also have Kiss Somebody.
So I'll play those two. And then you know what? In this situation, I always like to see how it's going, you know, because I don't know what the other guys are going to do.
Right.
So, like, if the other guys play three slow songs in a row, then I like to play an up-tempo.
There we
or
go.
If they play three party songs in a row, then I'll play, like, something
slow down.
A little deep. Yeah, so.
You're like a DJ in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to, like, kind of read the room and see what people are into. And
oh, you've got it from here. I'm going to take off.
Dude.
Thanks so much for joining the
Thank
show.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.